24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
Live from New York and broadcasted worldwide
on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Amazon Echo, Apple TV, Siri, and all mobile streaming devices.
Welcome to Productivity 360, your platform for all things productivity.
With your host, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph,
a.k.a. Mr. Productivity. It's time to talk productive.
Welcome back to Productivity 360, folks. I'm your man, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph. Thank you to everyone who has been sharing, commenting, and leaving reviews online. You know what I always say here on Productivity 360, every single Friday worldwide on Bashani, iHeart, and every mobile streaming device, to include our new Bashani and Verke app. Listen, folks. Everything, somebody say that with me, everything is better when we are productive. Everything in life is better when we are productive, folks. Today, I want to talk to you about a topic that is near and dear to my heart. That topic is about giving thanks. Giving thanks in everything. All right, I'm going to let that sink in really quickly. You've got to learn to give thanks in everything. So as we've been going throughout our journey in this thing called life, you've found multiple reasons to complain. But my question is, what would life be like if we took a moment, pause for the cause, and begin to give thanks in everything? There is always a reason to be grateful. There's always a reason to be thankful. The question is, what type of person are you? Are you a half empty or half full person? Are you seeing the glass as half empty or seeing the glass as half full? In life, I want you to know that there is a reason to be thankful in everything. My question to you as you wake up on this Follow Through Friday is, what did you expect this day to be like? Because what I know is, what you expect is what you will see. And you cannot inspect what you have not expected. Now, I know many of you are like, come on, Dr. V, with all these play on words. But the truth of the matter is, if any of you out there who are listening to the sound of my voice have children, have students, have colleagues or employees, you know that the statement that I just made is absolutely true. I can't go and inspect something or expect something that I have not inspected. You know, as a father, there are many things that I tell my daughters, but if I have not told them and I have not shared with them what the standard is, then I cannot hold them accountable for the outcomes that I desire, because I did not prepare them to be able to answer or to live out that specific thing or whatever it is that we may be dealing with. But if I've taken the time to show them what the standard is in that particular thing, that particular area, that particular circumstance, then I now can expect from them by inspecting what I laid the foundation for. So what does this look like for you? In everything, I challenge you to give thanks. Now, many of you are going to say, come on, Dr. V, there are certain things in your life where you're just not going to be thankful or grateful for. And I will definitely challenge you to see things differently. Look from a totally different lens and a totally different perspective. Okay, I'm going to start this off by asking you a series of questions. Have you ever been lied to before? Uh-oh, wait a minute. Where in the world are you going, Dr. V? Well, let's see. How did it make you feel when you found out that you were being lied to? I bet it wasn't a good feeling. Do any of these lies sound familiar to you? The check is in the mail. I thought I already gave you the money that I owed you. Please hold, and a customer service representative will be with you shortly. 9 out of 10 people surveyed said, you are going to love working here. Nope, I don't think that outfit makes you look fat. You look like you haven't aged a day. If elected, I promise I'll pay you back next Friday. I've checked this email out. It's really not a hoax. How about the simple one that I'm fine? Have you ever asked someone how they're doing and they blatantly lie to you in your face? I'm fine. The software will ship on schedule. There are many, many more of these that I can share with you, but I think that you're already picking up what I'm putting down. Sometimes it is hard to be thankful in all things, but it truly is possible. Let's start off with that first one. The check is in the mail. Well, if you're waiting for that check, then evidently there's something wrong. You've put your trust or you put your dependency in the wrong thing. I thought I already gave you the money that I owed you. When you decide to be a lender, when you lend as if it was a gift and never have an expectation to receive it back. I promise that I'll pay you back next Friday. If you had it, then you wouldn't need to borrow it to begin with. If I am elected, I promise. Promises are made, and majority of the time, they are broken, especially by politicians. Please hold, and a customer service representative will be with you shortly. If they were going to be with you shortly, they would have never put you on hold to begin with. I think that you all are picking up what I'm putting down. But here it is again. What are we talking about today? Giving thanks in all things. How do you feel about that statement when it comes to your business? How do you feel about that statement when it comes to your relationships? How do you feel about that statement when it comes to your life? You know, you can undeniably live life to the fullest by producing from your place of passion. You can make the choice to maximize your potential and live productively. But the question is, will you? Will you live productively? Will you learn your potential? And will you produce from your place of passion? See, when you learn to give thanks in any and everything, what you're saying is, I will acknowledge the good, whether the bad or the ugly is staring me dead in the face. You see, the ability to be an effective change agent or agent of change rests in your desire to evolve. Evolve from what, you might ask? Evolve from the status quo. Evolve from the lies. Evolve for people having the false motives, whatever that may mean or look like to you. You see, the question that most are afraid to ask is, are you prepared for what you desire? When you're not prepared for what you desire, anything can catch you off guard. That's why it's imperative, it's important for you to live your life to the fullest by giving thanks in all things. Now, Dr. V, I know you're a positive guy. I know you're always talking about productivity. But man, I just don't know about this thing. Well, let me share this with you. It's something that I call the extreme productivity ethos. In this fast-paced environment, it is easy to fall into the rat race of trying to do too many things at once. Success is not measured by the number of things that you have on your plate, but by how many of those things you execute and accomplish productively. We are all given the same 24 hours in a day, but the true question is, how and what will you produce with your 24? Productivity is a law. It's not an option, folks. So live a life that produces a legacy. And when you simply embrace the fact that it's all possible, your life will change for the better. So that is my challenge to each and every one of you today. My challenge is for you to see the good in everything, to appreciate everything, despite what may be going on around you. Learn to be thankful, learn to be appreciative, and learn to live a life that can be lived to the fullest. And in your doing so, you will find some simple truths. Productivity is a way of life. It's not a game. As my good friend would say, it's a lifestyle. What type of lifestyle will you live? How will you be remembered? What kind of legacy will you leave behind? Is it one of murmuring, complaining? Is it one of having issues, backbiting, fussing, fighting? What will it be? Because the moment that you recognize who you are and what you were created to do, you will find yourself learning to give thanks in everything. Why? Number one, it didn't have to be the way that it is. Number two, it could totally be different than what you're currently experiencing. And number three, there's someone who is experiencing a worse off situation than what you are currently experiencing. You know, earlier I asked you about a couple of lies that many people may have heard. What about this one? Trust me. I'm not addicted. I can quit smoking. I can quit drinking. I can quit cussing, lying, fighting, whatever it is, at any time I want. How about this one? This should be easy. I'll only take a minute of your time. Make money fast. I could pause right there and literally do an entire show on these get-rich-quick schemes. But at the end of the day, you know that it's not possible for you to get rich quick, because if it was, everybody would do it. Come on, folks. I hope that you all are picking up what I am putting down. What about this one? Lose all the weight that you want in just 30 days. Listen, folks, anything worth having is worth working for. And as long as it took for you to put on those pounds may be just how long it will take for you to shed or get rid of them. What about this famous statement? And I'm telling you, I've heard it all across the world. It's four simple words that are the antithesis of what they say. With all due respect. Ha ha. It's amazing when people use those four words, but they're always followed up with some form of disrespect. What about this? I never meant to mislead you, but you did. This will only hurt a little. Really, if that was the case, why did you even have to say it? I'm doing this for your own good. Now, I know many of us who are actually parents today have heard that and may have even used that for our own children. Isn't it funny how you find yourself making the same statements that your parents made to you? And when you hear it, it just causes you to shake your head. another lie, and I can stop here, but there's so, so many more. It's, I didn't do it, or I don't know who did it. Really. Listen, folks, at the end of the day, what I want to share with you is you can find a reason to be upset. You can find a reason to be mad, disillusioned, hard to get along with, or you can decide that you are going to enjoy your life. I have decided long, long time ago that I am going to enjoy and live my life to the fullest. No man actually knows, or woman, the day nor the hour when their last breath shall be. So why waste a second of it? Why waste a breath or two when you can literally just sit back and enjoy the ride? How many of you are ready to live your productive life? How many of you are ready to maximize your opportunities? How many of you are ready to tap into your full potential? Today, the key to living a gratified life, a fulfilled life, a life worth living to the fullest, is recognizing that you should be grateful and thankful in all things, not letting anything, one, disrupt your joy, two, disrupt your peace, and three, get underneath your skin. So as we get ready to close this month out and get ready for the last month in the first quarter of 2020, my question to you is, what does your 2020 vision look like? Is it what you imagined? Are you on track or off track? And what will it take for you to get back on track? Because if you don't ask yourselves these questions, you will find yourself being at the end of the year saying, I wish I had, if only I could. Do not add to the book of lies. Take action today and decide that you are going to live your life to the fullest by being thankful and grateful in all things. Remember this, you are an extraordinary gem. There is greatness on the inside of you. The limitless potential that sits on the inside of you is waiting to be released. Do not rob me or the world of your greatness. You are an agent of change, and I'm challenging you to get up and set a standard. On this Follow Through Friday, right here on Productivity 360, we are live on all streaming devices, reaching millions of people. And my word of the day is live your life. Not just any life, but your life to the fullest. And if anyone was to ever ask you, that is not only part of the story, that is the rest of the story. Folks, I'm always glad to come to you and be in your ear gate. Throughout your week, you can check out any one of the Productivity 360 shows on demand through the Bashani and Verkay app. You can also catch us on iTunes, iHeart, Stitcher, FM radio, you name it. We are on it. Why? Because we are commanding the airwaves. And we're going to give you something positive, something productive, something progressive to live a productive life. So until next week, folks, I am super excited to hear about how you have decided to live a life of thanksgiving. Maximize your time, enjoy your life, and live it to the fullest. Until next week, folks, I'm your man, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph. We shall see you on the other side. You know what I always say? Be innovative, be productive, but most of all, get out there and live to produce.
Thank you for listening to the Productivity 360 Radio Show
with Dr. Vernet A. Joseph.
Interact with Dr. Vernet on the Productivity 360 Radio Show Facebook page.
For books, coaching, or speaking inquiries, visit livetoproduce.com.
Until next week, be productive or be replaced.